This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good afternoon, my friend. Welcome to High School Baseball on WSMI FM 106.1. Terry Toad, along with Carl DeBars, we come to you from Fight Field in Gillespie High School for this afternoon, a non-conference battle between the Gillespie Miners and the Carlinville Cavaliers. Cavaliers come in with a record of 5 wins and 7 losses. The Gillespie Miners are 7-7 on the season. As I mentioned, this is the non-conference meeting between these two teams. Carlinville won the conference game 2-1 earlier this season. We'll take our first break. We'll come back. We'll check the starting lineups for you right after these messages. Well, Carl DeBar, the thing about Carlinville and Gillespie, when they get together, no matter the sport, it's usually a pretty good ball game.
It usually is. You got that just natural rivalry that's been going on for decades.
Cavaliers are coached by Don Borgini, and this is the batting order for Carlinville today. Tucker Hughes will lead things off. He'll be doing the catching for the Cavaliers. Joe Frazier hits in the number 2 spot. He'll be in left field. Kyle Dixon plays in right field, and he'll hit third. Jake Ambuehl will be in the cleanup spot, and he'll be in center field. Colton DeLong hits in the number 5 spot. He'll be at third base. The DH, Garrett Campbell, hits 6th. He'll be DHing for Andrew Deneve, the shortstop. Hitting 7th is Nick Havlin. He's at first base. Today's starting pitcher, Josh Heinzman, will bat in the number 8 spot. And Aiden Nogle will bat in the number 9 spot and play second base for the Cavaliers. For the Gillespie Miners, Jeremy Smith, their head coach. This is their batting order. Frankie Barrett will lead things off, and Frankie will be in center field. Riley Bernott will play shortstop and bat second. Adam Beck hits third. He'll be in left field today, and Joey Carter's in the cleanup spot. He'll be at second base. Cameron Hailstone, the freshman, will be hitting in the number 5 spot. He'll be at third base today. Trenton Segura will do the catching, and he'll hit 6th in the 7th spot. It'll be Gavin Brown, today's starting pitcher. Bryce Higginbotham will bat in the number 8 spot. He will be at first base, and the right fielder, Blaine Fritz, will bat in the number 9 spot for the Gillespie Miners. So it's the Miners of Gillespie, the Cavaliers of Carlinville. It's high school baseball. It's a dry day. We don't have any sunshine. We've got cloud cover, but we're going to have baseball for you coming up on WSMI FM 106.1 right after these messages. Once again, let's set that Gillespie defensive alignment for you. Gavin Brown taking care of the pitching today. A record of 1-3. He's a right-hander. His battery mate is Trenton Segura. Around the infield, Cameron Hailstone at third, Riley Bernott at shortstop, Joey Carter at second, and Bryce Higginbotham at first base. Adam Beck's in left field, Frankie Barrett in center, and Blaine Fritz in right field for the Gillespie Miners, who are coached by Jeremy Smith, Adam Tallman, Tim Wargo, and Dan Smith. Coaches for Carlinville, we mentioned the head coach, Don Borgini, along with Scott Harris, Greg Campbell, and Shea Kellerman, as the Cavaliers come in with a record of 5 wins and 7 losses. We have overcast skies today, but a rather pleasant day, comparatively speaking anyway. At least we don't have 40-mile-an-hour winds and temperatures down in the 30s. So
at least
we're going to have a decent day to play baseball. And as we look out here, we see some additions to the ballpark. They've got a batter's eye out on the outfield fence. And on the right and left side of that, they've got a baseball with the number 9 in it in honor of our good friend and the late head coach of the Miners, Sammy Stewart.
Great to see, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Very nice for the batters, too. But just a great memorial to Sammy Stewart, who we thoroughly enjoyed over a lot of years.
Oh, I tell you what.
The coach of Gillespie Miners.
I don't know about you, Carl, and we've been coming here for a long time. But this, we've had more bizarre, strange, wild finishes in games at this ballpark than anywhere I can even think about. So it's, you know, it's good to see that they remember Coach Stewart and
he caused a lot of them.
Yeah, he did.
He come up with some strange ways to get an out or steal a run.
Steal a run, especially with the bottom part of the batting order.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So here we go. Tucker Hughes is ready to step in for the Cavaliers. Cavaliers with blue jerseys, white pants. Gillespie with the black jerseys, orange sleeves, and white pants. Hughes is a left-handed hitter, and the first pitch of the ball game from Gavin Brown is a called strike, and that's how this ball game starts off. Tucker's a junior, batting from the left side for the Cavaliers. some hitting room in left center field for Hughes. Brown gets a sign and delivers. And this pitch is a breaking pitch that misses inside, and it's one ball, one strike. And again, it's Carlinville taking on Gillespie, so it doesn't matter what the sport is. It's just a rivalry. Here's the next pitch, foul back to the screen. One ball, two strikes on the leadoff batter, Tucker Hughes. We saw Darren Deneau pop in here, the Carlinville AD, a moment ago. And he popped back out.
Stopped by to say hi.
Yep. Joe Frazier to follow and Kyle Dixon for Carlinville here in the top of the first inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and Hughes takes it up high, and it's 2-2. And if you're tuned in on the internet tonight through our friends at Network One Sports, we welcome you to the broadcast. By the way, we've added a broadcast on Monday. Last night's Staunton-Hillsborough game rescheduled for Monday. We'll grab that game, have it for you Monday night here on FM 106 as the count goes full to Tucker Hughes. Grass infield here at Gillespie. Dirt base paths. Here's the pitch and a pop-up. Out to the shortstop. Out to Riley Bernard. He backs out into the grass. Makes the catch. And that's how this ball game starts. So Hughes is retired and Joe Frazier will come to the plate. Joe's the left fielder today for Carlinville, a right-handed hitter. He's a senior. Gavin Brown has retired, the first man, and now faces Frazier. Here's the pitch from Brown. This one's into the dirt, back to the screen, ball one. Gillespie will be hosting a regional tournament, a 2A regional, in about a month. And across the street, the Gillespie softball park will be hosting a sectional. There's a called strike with a fastball from Brown, and it's one ball, one strike on Joe Frazier. Pretty much straight away in the outfield for this hitter. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and this one just misses, and it's 2-1. And we actually see people without blankets and hoods and everything on sitting in the stands today. Here's a shot into right field, right at the right fielder who comes in, and Blaine Fritz makes the catch on the line drive. Two down in the inning, and Kyle Dixon will bat for Carlinville. We're in the top of the first inning. The first two men retired for the Cavies. Dixon's the right fielder. He's a junior, right-handed hitter. And the first pitch from Gavin Brown to Dixon is down low for ball one. Look up and down this lineup and how many names have we said in other sports for both of these teams. My goodness.
A lot of football for the Cavaliers especially. A lot of juniors, good athletes.
Yeah. Dixon, a ground ball to the second baseman, Joey Carter, who grabs, throws, and that retires a side. So the Cavaliers go in order here in the top of the first inning. After a half inning of play, it's Carlinville nothing, and the Gillespie Miners coming to bat. Let's set the Cavalier defense for you. Josh Heinzman on the hill today, a record of one win, one loss. Tucker Hughes is his battery mate. Colton DeLong is at third base for Carlinville. Andrew Deneve is at short. Aiden Ogle is at second base, and Nick Haviland is at first. Joe Frazier in left, Jake Ambuhl in center, and Kyle Dixon in right field for the Cavaliers. Due up for Gillespie, Frankie Barrett, followed by Riley Bernott, Adam Beck, and if anybody gets on, Joey Carter. We'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And, of course, we'll have a podcast of this ball game up for you tomorrow morning on our website, WSMIRadio.com. As Heinzman takes his final warm-up tosses on a cloudy, cool afternoon, not cold. And that's the difference. We've had had way too much cold.
Way too much cold and rain, really.
Yeah.
And or snow, whichever way
and snow,
it's come
yeah.
down.
And interesting, going into the weekend, it looks like we're in for an extended dry period and temperatures warming up.
Up
to the low 80s. So we'll gladly take that. And so will the farmers.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's more important for the corn and beans than it is for baseball and softball. But we're glad to have dry weather for baseball and softball.
Are.
So here we go. Frankie Barrett steps in from the left side for Gillespie to lead things off. He's the center fielder, a sophomore, facing Josh Heinzman. And the first pitch from Josh on the way is a called strike on the outside corner. So Heinzman gets ahead of the leadoff hitter for the Gillespie Miners. Here's the next pitch. And a called strike, too. That one caught the inside corner. Lots of Barretts have played here at Gillespie. That's one of those familiar names that we have seen frequently over the years. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Heinzman. A swing and a miss at a pitch that he changed speeds on and got it up out of the strike zone. And Barrett is down on strikes for the first out of the inning. And the batter will be Riley Bernot. Bernot's a right-handed hitter, a senior, playing shortstop today for Gillespie. No score, bottom of the first, one out, nobody on for Gillespie, and the first pitch into the dirt, back to the screen, ball one. Tomorrow we'll be at Nokomis, as Nokomis entertains Hillsboro. Our broadcast time, 7:30 tomorrow night, right here on FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com, and a base hit into left field for Bernot. First hit of the day for the Miners, and Adam Beck will be the batter. Adam's a junior, right-handed hitter. He's playing left field today for the Miners. So Heinzman will work from the stretch with Bernot on at first base. Some hitting room in right center field for the junior left fielder, Adam Beck. Heinzman checks the runner. He's going. No, he stops, and a called strike to Beck for a count of 0-1. Miners will make you think they're going to be running all over the base pads.
And they usually incorporate a lot of running to their game.
Mm-hmm. Next pitch is a slow bounding ball to third, fielded there by DeLong. Throw to first base in time. So a productive out for Beck. Play goes 5-3, and down to second base goes Bernot. Two down in the inning, and Joey Carter will bat for Gillespie with a runner in scoring position and two down. Carter's a junior, second baseman for the Miners. Right-handed hitter. So Bernot with a lead down at second base. Second baseman Noggle trying to keep him close. Heinzman checks the runner and delivers. The pitch is down into the dirt, and a good block by Tucker Hughes. Keep that ball in front of him. One ball of the count on Joey Carter. If Carter keeps the inning going, Cameron Hailstone will be the batter. He's waiting on deck. Heinzman looks in for the sign. Checks the runner. Checks again. And the 1-0 pitch is pulled way foul down the third baseline. Hit pretty hard, but way foul. And the count is one ball, one strike. I don't know about you, Carl, but coaching at first and third with these aluminum bats anymore, it's a pretty scary thought.
Definitely adds to it.
Here's another one. Right, that's over the head of.
That was even closer.
Head coach Jeremy Smith down at third base. And the count is one ball, two strikes. Heinzman ahead in the count now, looking for his second strikeout of the inning. Miners have a runner at second, two down. 1-2 the count to Carter, the cleanup hitter. Here's the pitch, and this one's into the dirt, and a good block by Hughes. The runner is going to go to third base, as Hughes couldn't come up with it cleanly. So Bernot's down at third base, and the count goes to two balls and two strikes. So the Miners are trying to make some two-out noise here in the home half of the first inning. Heinsman to the stretch. The 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, and Carter's down on strikes, and that ends the inning. No runs, a hit, a base runner left stranded. We played one here at Gillespie. Your score is Carlinville nothing, Gillespie nothing. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Top of the second inning, no score. And for Carlinville, it'll be the 4, 5, and 6 batters, Jake Ambuehl, Colton DeLong, and Garrett Campbell due up against Gavin Brown. Brown sent the Cavaliers down in order in the first inning. And he faces the right-handed hitting Jake Ambuehl, the center fielder. Here's the pitch. And he shoots this baby into right field. That's over the head of the right fielder. This is extra bases for Ambuehl. He may get two out of this for sure. And a good relay gets the ball back into the infield. So a leadoff double for Ambuehl.
Soft outfield probably kept that from being a triple because the ball's not going to bounce and carry as far, as soft as the ground is right now.
So that's the first hit for the Cavaliers this afternoon. And here's Colton DeLong, the sophomore third baseman. He's a right-handed hitter. So the Cavaliers with a runner in scoring position, and DeLong shoots this one into short center or left field for a base hit. And they'll have runners at first and third. So back-to-back hits for the Cavaliers. And the Cavaliers are making some noise here in the top of the second inning. And the batter will be the DH, Garrett Campbell, who's a senior and a right-handed hitter. So now the Miners are in a bit of a pickle, and the Cavaliers are sitting pretty. With two on and nobody out, no score here in the top of the second inning.
And lots of ways to get that run home.
Mm-hmm. As Campbell steps in to the batter's box, the runners lead away. Here's the pitch. This one's up and away for ball one. Nick Havlin steps out on deck for Carlinville as the Cavies have put the first two aboard here in the second inning. 1-0 the count to Campbell, the DH. Here's the pitch. This one is outside, and it's 2-0. Campbell looks down to the third base coach's box, gets back in. Ambuehl's at third, DeLong at first. Here's the 2-0 pitch, and there's a called strike, and it's 2-1. This is definitely a hitter's count for Campbell, 2-1. They're pulled in at third base, about even with the bag, in a couple steps at second base. Here's the pitch with the runner at first going. The throw through is cut off by the second baseman, and no further advance by the third base runner. And the count goes to 3-1.
And that was one of those potential ways to get a runner home.
Yep.
Without a hit or sacrifice of any kind. Just a steal and try and force a throw and send the runner at third.
Now two base runners in scoring position for the Cavaliers with nobody out here on the top of the second. And the 3-1 count to Campbell is a called strike. And the count is full. Well, Gavin Brown has not struck out a batter today. He would like to do so right here. Meanwhile, Garrett Campbell wants to put this ball into play, and he fouls it back to the screen. And the count remains 3 balls and 2 strikes. We will have our Diamonds and Dogs play of the ball game coming up at the end of the broadcast today. Brought to you by Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro, the best double play combination in town. Here comes the 3-2 payoff pitch. And a called strike three. So Brown did pick a good spot to get his first strike out of the day. So runners at second and third. One down now for Carlinville, and Nick Havlin will be the batter. Nick's a senior, and he's the first baseman. He bats with runners at second and third and one down. We're in the top of the second inning. Gavin Brown from the stretch delivers. The pitch is up high with a fastball for ball one. Third baseman Hailstone is in on the grass now. The infield is drawn in for a play at the plate. The 1-0 pitch is a called strike, and it's 1-1 on Nick Havlin. Josh Heinzman waiting on deck for Carlinville. Down at third base is Ambuehl. DeLong's at second for Carlinville. Here comes the 1-1 pitch from Brown. Just misses outside, and it's 2-1. All the infielders in on the grass. 2-1 the count to Havlin. The pitch from Brown misses away, and the count is 3-1. Big pitch coming up here early in the ball game.
Like I say, a bat hitter's pitch. Look for whatever he wants.
And the 3-1 pitch from Gavin Brown is ball four. And that's going to load him up. Ambuehl at third, DeLong at second, Havlin's on at first, and that'll bring up Josh Heinzman, today's pitcher for Carlinville. He's a senior, right-handed hitter. So the bases are loaded. One out for Carlinville. We're in the top of the second inning, no score, but the Cavaliers are trying to make some noise. From the full windup, Brown delivers, and Heinzman takes ball one up high.
One thing it does do is set up a potential double play. Way to get out of the inning.
1-0 pitch is outside. And it's 2-0.
And force out any base.
Yep, force out at any base. And pulled in at the corners for the Miners on the infield. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Foul back and out of play, and it's 2-1. Aiden Ogle waiting on deck for Carlinville. What will the score be when he comes to the plate? Here's Brown working from the full windup with the bases loaded. And the pitch up high. And it's 3-1. Ambuehl's at third, DeLong at second, Havlin's at first for Carlinville. One down in the inning. Heinzman anxiously waiting for the 3-1 pitch from Gillespie pitcher Gavin Brown. Here it comes, and it's ball four, and that forces in the run. And the Cavaliers have taken a 1-0 lead. So everybody moves up a spot. Heinzman drives in the run with the bases loaded walk, and Aiden Ogle will be the batter. So DeLong's at third, Havlin's at second, Heinzman at first. And Aiden Ogle, the sophomore second baseman, is going to be the batter. But first, Adam Tallman, the Gillespie coach, is going to come out and talk to his hurler. As the Cavaliers have scored with the help of a double, a base hit, and two walks. And if, from the Gillespie point of view, you only give up one run in this inning, that's not bad. But from the Carlinville point of view, you want crooked numbers.
And after that, 20 pitches in this inning for Gavin Brown, so he needs to settle down quickly if he wants to stay in the ballgame very long, too.
So here we go. The number 9 hitter, Aiden Ogle, right-handed hitter, steps in for the Cavaliers. First and third baseman in on the grass. One run home for Carlinville. Here's a pitch from Brown, called strike. Top of the batting order, Tucker Hughes waiting on deck for the Cavaliers. One strike the count to Noggle. Brown gets the sign he wants. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that one hit him. I think it got him in the helmet.
Did indeed.
And that forces home another run, and the Cavaliers lead 2-0.
Good thing it was kind of a glancing blow.
Yeah.
And he gets an RBI out of it, so a little repercussion from that.
So that sends DeLong across home plate. So Havlin's at third, Heinzman at second, Noggle's at first. Two runs home for Carlinville, still only one out. And back to the top of the batting order for Tucker Hughes, who popped out to the shortstop his first time up. Left-handed hitter of the pitch. And he drills this one into center field out to Frankie Barrett, who makes the catch. Barrett with a good, strong throw home. and nobody advances. Good play out there by Frankie Barrett. Two down in the inning for Carlinville, and here's Joe Frazier. Frazier lined out to the right fielder last inning, so he's 0 for 1 on the day. Cavaliers have two runs home, bases loaded, two down, as Frazier steps in from the right side. Brown gets the sign, and here's the pitch, called strike. Oh and one, they count on Frazier. Here's the next delivery. Breaking pitch misses. One ball, one strike. Frazier is the eighth man to bat here in the inning for Carlinville. Brown's 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes on Frazier. Brown working quickly. Gets the sign he wants, and here comes the 1-2 delivery. And a swing and a miss, and Frazier's down on strikes, and that ends the inning. But the Cavaliers come up with a deuce here in the top of the second inning. After an inning and a half of play from Gillespie, it is Carlinville 2, Gillespie nothing. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Carey Tote, Carl DeBar back at Gillespie High School, Fight Field. As we go to the home half of the second inning, Carlinville with a 2-0 lead. Gillespie will have Cameron Hailstone, Trenton Segarra, and Gavin Brown due up, the 5, 6, and 7 batters in their lineup. Josh Heinzman, after one inning of work, a couple of strikeouts. And he will face the freshman third baseman, Cameron Hailstone, a right-handed hitter. Heinzman looks in for the sign and delivers. And Heinzman, or Hailstone, takes the ball up and in. 1-0. DeLong's at third. Deneve at short. Noggle at second. Havlin at first. Frazier, Ambuehl, Dixon in the outfield. And Hughes catching for Carlinville. And a breaking pitch misses. And it's 2-0 on Cameron Hailstone of Gillespie. Here's the 2-0 delivery. Foul back and out of play. Two balls and a strike on Hailstone. A little bit of a breeze. Old Glory blowing in center field. Out behind the home run fence. Here's a fastball that misses. And the count goes to 3-1. Segarra waiting on deck for Gillespie. Here's Heinzman's 3-1 pitch. Ball four. And that's a leadoff walk. And those usually come back around to bite you if you're defense. Now Hailstone's on first base to lead things off here in the bottom of the second inning. Gillespie trailing 2-0. And here's the Gillespie catcher, Trenton Segarra, the senior, stepping in from the right side. He represents the tying run. Here's the pitch. Low and away, ball one. Gavin Brown waiting on deck for Gillespie. Wasn't much of a lead that time by Hailstone. Now he edges out a little bit further. Here's the next delivery, up high. And the count is 2-0 on Segarra. Tomorrow, Hillsboro at Nokomis Baseball, 7:30, here on WSMI FM 106.1. 2-0 the count on Segarra. Here's a pitch from Heinzman. And this one misses low and away, and the count is 3-1. So Heinzman. Now time called. And Coach Don Borgini wants to come out of the dugout and talk to his hurler. He certainly doesn't want Heinzman to walk the potential tying run.
After he gets a 2-0 lead.
Yeah.
And both pitchers, Gavin Brown, had 11-pitch one first inning, and Josh had a 12-pitch first inning. Now already with nobody out. They're running into pitching trouble in the second inning for some reason.
Well, sometimes.
Little control issues.
So that conversation is over. That's the first charged conference for Carlinville. In high school, you're allowed three before you have to change pitchers. Count is 3-0 on Trenton Segarra, the Gillespie catcher, and Heinzman's pitch is a called strike. And it's 3-1. Gavin Brown anxiously waiting on deck for the minors. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Pulled foul down the third baseline. The count is full. As Heinzman tried to come inside, and Segarra got around on that one real quick. Almost put it into the Gillespie dugout. 3-2 the count on the Gillespie catcher. Hailstone with his lead at first. The 3-2 pitch on the way, and a swing and a miss. Segarra down on strikes.
Went fishing on that one, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Out of the strike zone would have been 4.
So here's the senior pitcher, Gavin Brown, at the plate. Throws right, bats right. Bats with one on, one out. Gillespie trailing 2-0 as the miners bat here in the bottom of the second inning. There's a huge, huge gap on the right side of the infield for Gavin Brown. Now a throw over to first base, and Hailstone dives back in safely.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to hit it too hard to get it between the first baseman and second baseman.
Knuckle.
First baseman holding the runner on, and the second baseman just a few steps from second base.
Here's the pitch, and it's down low to Brown for 1. Noggle, the second baseman for Carlinville, is not quite right behind the second base bag, but he's pretty darn close. An open batting stance for Brown at the plate. Here's the pitch. He swings and misses. And it's 1-1. Hailstone led off the inning with a walk. Segarra struck out. 1-1 the count to Brown. The pitch, a swing and a miss at a breaking pitch. 1-2 the count on Brown. And Bryce Higginbotham, the first baseman, waiting on deck for Gillespie. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. That one misses outside. And it's 2-2. Heinzman does a little work on the mound. Now leans in, gets the sign. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Brown. Outside. And it's 3-1. Or 3-2, I should say. Full count. Short lead by the runner at first, and the 3-2 pitch. Fouled. We'll do it again.
Took a little off that pitch.
Three balls, 2 strikes. 1-1 for the miners, who trail 2-0 here in the bottom of the second. The 3-2 pitch to Gavin Brown from Heinzman.
Oh, boy.
And that is a balk.
Just a start and stop. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe we had time called first.
Did the umpire call time?
From behind. And maybe the pitcher.
Maybe the base umpire called time.
We'll see if that's not the case.
Okay.
His home would call balk. Pitcher just started and stopped.
Yeah.
So.
Although I don't know why the base umpire would call time in that situation, but so they're going to call a balk, and that's going to move Hailstone down to second base. Don Borgini, the coach of Carlinville, is going to come out and talk with the home plate umpire about the situation. That was just weird looking. Because Heinzman
started.
Oh, I think I know what happened. I think Heinzman started from the windup position and then stopped and remembered he should go from the stretch. I'm going to guess that's what happened. So a balk puts Hailstone in scoring position. 3-2 the count on Gavin Brown. That kind of changes the situation a little bit for the Miners. And puts a little more pressure on Josh Heinzman for Carlinville. Here comes the 3-2 payoff pitch. Ball four gets away from the catcher. Down to third base goes Hailstone. So the tying runs are aboard for Gillespie here in the bottom of the second inning. Runners at first and third. And the batter will be Bryce Higginbotham, the sophomore first baseman, a left-handed hitter. And we're going to have a courtesy runner for Gillespie, and that will be Blaine Lancaster. Lancaster running for Brown. So you have Hailstone at third, Lancaster at first, one down, Gillespie trailing 2-0. The number 8 hitter in the batting order, Higginbotham, steps in from the left side. Heinzman from the stretch. Here's the pitch and a fly ball. Foul ball drifting to the right side and out of play. Strike one. Blaine Fritz waiting on deck for the Miners. This is a non-conference game today. Carlinville won the conference matchup earlier in the year. One strike to count on Higginbotham for Gillespie. The runners lead away. Heinzman to the stretch. Here's the 0-1 pitch. And this one has popped up and is going to be out of play again. Count is 0-2. Tomorrow on WSMI FM 106, Hillsborough, Nokomis. We'll have the broadcast tomorrow evening at 7:30 for you right here on FM 106.1, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. And we're getting darn close to regional tournament time. 0-2 the count to Higginbotham. Heinzman's pitch, curveball misses outside, and it's 1-2. And that usually means warm weather.
And an occasional thunderstorm, too.
Yeah, it does.
Ooh.
Pitch is way up high. Back to the screen. Miners are going to pick up a run. As scoring from third base is Hailstone. So Gillespie's on the board with the help of the wild pitch. And down to second base goes Lancaster. And 2-2 the count on Bryce Higginbotham, who now has a one-out RBI opportunity with the runner at second. And Gillespie trailing 2-1. Higginbotham steps back in. Heinzman checks the runner. And the 2-2 pitch is fouled out of play, this time off to the left side. And we're out of baseballs.
Too many foul balls.
So you reach into the BP bucket and you throw out the best-looking one you can find. And then you have the freshmen look for a couple more that look pretty good, just in case. That's usually how it works. Two balls, two strikes to count on Higginbotham. Heinzman checks the runner and delivers. This one's up high, and the count is full. It's been a long inning for Josh Heinzman on the hill.
Now this will be his 25th pitch of this inning.
Short lead by a runner at second base. And here's the pitch, called strike three. Higginbotham down on strikes. That's the fourth strikeout of the day for Heinzman. And that came at a good time if you're the Cavaliers. Not such a good time for the Gillespie Miners. And Blaine Fritz will be the batter. He's a senior, the right fielder, right-handed hitter. Runner at second, two down. Gillespie trailing 2-1. We're in the bottom of the second. The pitch, swing and a fly ball right side. This one is going to drift out of play. That's in the neighbor's yard.
That's where they better send a freshman. There's at least three over there.
Yeah. Years ago, they didn't have a fence there.
Just a big dog.
Years ago, they didn't have...
There was no house, maybe. But we had to get power from the house.
That's right.
There was only one home there back there, and ran the power cord.
One strike they count to Fritz Higgin, or...
Good changeup.
Heinzman gets Fritz to commit on a swing and a miss on a changeup pitch, and the count is 0-2 on Blaine Fritz. Heinzman gets the sign he wants, checks the runner at second, the 0-2 delivery into the dirt. And it's a ball and two strikes. Back at top of the batting order, Frankie Barrett waiting on deck if Fritz can keep the inning going. Miners have scored a run here in the second. One ball, two strikes, the count to Fritz. And here's the pitch from Josh Heinzman. Up high, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, a runner at second base. Heinzman shakes off one sign, gets the one he wants now. He's ready for the 2-2. Here it comes. That one has Fritz ducking out of the way, and it's a full count.
Two walks and a lot of full counts in this inning for Heinzman.
And a 3-2 payoff pitch from Heinzman to Fritz. Here it comes, ball four.
Number three, just in this inning, third walk.
And that puts runners at first and second. Lancaster's at second, Fritz is at first, two down. A run home, Gillespie trailing 2-1. And here's Frankie Barrett, a strikeout victim his first time up last inning. Left-handed hitter. As the Miners are back to the top of the batting order. Heinzman to the stretch, the pitch. Swing and a shot down the left field line. That is a fair ball just inside the foul line. The Miners are going to tie the game up at two. The throw back into the infield gets away, and everybody else is safe. So Lancaster scores to tie the ball game up. Fritz ends up at third base. Barrett ends up at second. So credit him with a base hit and an RBI, taking second on the throw. And Riley Burnott will be the batter. So the Miners have tied it up here at two in the bottom of the second inning. Two on and two out. Burnott singled his first time up and was stranded at third base last inning. Here's the pitch. This one's into the dirt, and a good block from Tucker Hughes for ball one on Riley Burnott. We will have our Diamonds and Dogs play the ball game at the conclusion of the broadcast tonight. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Burnott. This one's up high, and it's 2-0.
Well, that's the first hit, Terry. Drove home a run.
Yeah.
It's before it was on a walk, a hit batsman, and a wild pitch. First three runs scored in this ball game. The fourth, driven in.
2-0 pitch to Burnott from Heinzman on the way. And that one sails up high, ball three. Adam Beck waiting on deck for Gillespie. And now they're going to intentionally pass Burnott. And that will load the bases. With Fritz at third, Barrett at second, Burnott at first, and Beck the batter. Beck grounded out to the third baseman his first time up. He's 0-for-1 on the day. He is the eighth man to hit in the inning. Miners have the bases loaded, two down, two runs home, a 2-2 ball game, bottom of the second. The pitch to Beck. Misses outside for ball one. Been a long inning for Josh Heinzman. Here's the next pitch, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike.
36 pitches. You know he's tired out there. You got to get in the dugout somehow, though.
The 1-1 delivery from Hinesman. Curveball drops in for a called strike. And it's one ball, two strikes on Adam Beck. Beck digs in. Hinesman looks in. The runners lead away. The pitch. Swinging a fly ball into short right. The second baseman backs out and makes a catch while falling on his rear end. Aiden Nagel falls down, makes the catch, holds on to the baseball. He gets up slowly, but he gets up on his own power. And that was a heck of a ball, a heck of a catch that time.
Well, there's your best defensive play right off the bat.
Yeah. And that ends the inning. In the inning, the Miners come up with two runs. We play two innings here at Fight Field at Gillespie High School. After two, it's Carlinville 2, Gillespie 2. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Two for the Cavaliers, two for the Miners. Cavaliers come up here in the top of the third inning. It will be Kyle Dixon, Jake Ambuehl, Colton DeLong. 3, 4, and 5 batters due up. Against Gavin Brown. Brown has struck out a couple, walked a couple, hit a batter. And the pitch to Dixon on the way is a called strike on a breaking pitch, 0-1. Kyle grounded out to the second baseman his first time up. And he leads it off here in the top of the third. Next delivery, a swing and a miss. Looks like Brown pulled the string on that one. And the 0-2 pitch to Dixon. Let's see if he wastes one. This one's outside. And it's one ball, two strikes. Ambuehl to follow and Colton DeLong after that. Those are the two guys that scored the two runs for the Cavaliers last inning. Next pitch, swing and a hard hit ball down the third baseline. Fair. That's down into the left field corner and a base hit for Kyle Dixon. So Dixon comes up with the third hit of the day for Carlinville. And the batter is Jake Ambuehl. Jake doubled and scored last inning. 2-2 ball game. We're in the top of the third. Runner at first and nobody out for Carlinville. And now Gavin Brown will work from the stretch. Ambuehl, a right-handed hitter. Pretty good lead by the runner at first. Pitches inside for ball one. We appreciate the fact we're at Gillespie tonight. Always a pleasure to come to Gillespie and do baseball. Been a ton of games over here over the years. And a step off by the pitcher. And Dixon dives back in at first base. 1-0 the count to Ambuehl. Next pitch misses. And it's 2-0. First baseman Higginbotham holding the runner on. Here's the 2-0 delivery. And that pitch sails outside, and it's 3-0. Runner with a short lead at first base. Now a couple more steps out there, and ball four sails outside. So the Cavaliers have runners at first and second and nobody out in a 2-2 ball game here in the top of the third. And Colton DeLong will be the batter. He singled and scored last inning. He's a sophomore, right-handed hitter. So the Cavaliers trying to be noisy here in the top of the third inning. Slightly open batting stance for Colton DeLong. Here's the pitch to Colton. This one is up high for ball one. First and third baseman pulled in a bit. The runners lead away, and the 1-0 pitch misses. And it's 2-0. Garrett Campbell, the DH, waiting on deck for the Cavvies. Cavvies took a 2-0 lead. Miners tied it up last half inning. Cavvies have two on and nobody out. There's a called strike. And it's 2-1 on Colton DeLong. Down at second base is Dixon. Ambule's on at first. To the stretch, and the pitch with the runners going, and their pitch is foul back to the screen. And this count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. But the Cavaliers were trying to make something happen.
Run.
Had a pretty good count to do it on. Now it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown checks the runners. And now a step off. Kind of a leap off the pitcher's plate that time. He's ready to go again. And the 2-2 pitch. Popped up. It's going to come back and out of play. Count remains 2 balls, 2 strikes. First two have reached for the Cavaliers here in the top of the third inning. And DeLong trying to add to the Cavalier lead. Brown trying to get the first out of the inning. Here's the pitch from Gavin, and this one's down low, and the count is full. Campbell waiting for his turn on deck. There's the 3-2 pitch to DeLong, swing and a hard hit ball, one hopper to the shortstop, out at second, throw to first base, double play. Taylor made ball to turn two. 6-4-3 twin killing. And down to third base goes Dixon.
Changes the complex of that inning dramatically.
Yep.
Big DP by Gavin Brown right there.
And the batter will be Garrett Campbell, the DH. And now Brown will work from the full windup with the runner at third base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Campbell, a strikeout victim, his first time up. And a good job of handling that ball by Bernal. That was a one-hopper right to him.
Took his time. But did a good job.
Flipped it to Carter, who threw on to Higginbotham for the double play. Here's the next pitch. Sails up high. 1 ball, 1 strike.
And many a time we've seen where it could be a double play, and they rush it, end up with nobody. With a bad quick flip.
The 1-1 pitch. Fly ball. Right side. Rushing in. Blaine Fritz, the right fielder, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. In the inning, no runs. A hit. A base runner left stranded. Cavaliers have stranded 4 on the day. We go to the home half of the third inning. It's Carlinville 2, Gillespie 2. More baseball coming up on FM 106. 2-2 ball game as we head to the home half of the third inning for Gillespie. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors. They've stranded 4 on the day. For Carlinville, 2 runs on 3 hits, no errors. They've stranded 4 on the day. For Gillespie here in the home half of the third, it'll be the 4, 5, and 6 batters. Joey Carter, Cameron Hailstone, and Trenton Segarra due up. I guess against Josh Heinzman, who enters his third inning of work for the Cavaliers. Cavaliers had a threat last half inning, but a double play ball took him out of that threat. And the first pitch to Carter is blown away for ball one. Joey, a strikeout victim, his first time up. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Josh Heinzman on the way. Misses up high. It's 2-0. Our Diamonds and Dogs play the game. Don't forget at Diamonds and Dogs, they have in-store jewelry repair. And you can talk to Dennis about the Purina Pro Plan. For man's best friend at Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro. The sponsors are a play of the game. Here's the 2-0 pitch, swing and a miss. And it's 2-1.
brightened up skies a little bit, Terry.
Yeah.
See a little blue now.
Supposed to be sunny tomorrow. Absolutely sunny tomorrow. Curveball misses up high, and it's 3-1. I'm not sure we can handle a full day of sun. But I'd like to try it.
We will. We'll give it an attempt.
Yeah. I'd like to try. We'll be at Nokomis tomorrow, Hillsborough Nokomis. Tomorrow evening, 7:30 here on FM 106 with the broadcast. As this pitch is fouled out of play, and it's a full count. So we'll have Hillsborough Nokomis. And then I believe we have Staunton Litchfield, don't we?
Sounds right.
On Friday.
Yeah.
And then Staunton Hillsborough on Monday. So a busy week. You can always consult our broadcast schedule on our website, WSMIRadio.com. 3-2 pitch is ball four down low.
Already the fifth walk for Josh Heisman.
And the batter will be Cameron Hailstone. Hailstone drew a walk, and he scored last inning. It's a 2-2 ball game. As Hailstone, the freshman third baseman, steps in from the right side. Heinzman working from the stretch. First baseman Havlin holding the runner on. Pretty good lead over there by Carter. Here's the pitch, and this one is down low for ball one. One-0 delivery is fouled out of play. One ball, one strike. Both teams scored runs in the second inning. It's a 2-2 ball game. Carter's on at first with nobody out for Gillespie here in the bottom of the third. Hailstone, a count of one ball, one strike. The pitch from Heinzman with the runner going is a ball. The throw down to second base is in time and out. Good play by the catcher that time, Tucker Hughes.
Tucker Hughes.
Yep.
Big throw. Well, I was almost ready to say, Terry, all these base runners, we hadn't seen anybody try and steal a base yet.
Yep.
Well, there was our first attempt. Tucker Hughes took care of it.
And the pitch was a strike, so it's one ball, two strikes on Cameron Hailstone. Here's the next pitch. This one's up high, and it's 2-2. So the Miners lose a base runner via the arm of Tucker Hughes and the tag by Aiden Noggle. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Hailstone. Back to the screen. And that was, that must have been a 3-2 count, and that was ball four, so another walk. So, Hailstone is aboard with one down. A 2-2 ball game, bottom of the third, and Segarra the batter. Drenton, a strikeout victim, his first time up last inning. So we'll see what Hailstone has up his sleeve. He's got a shorter lead than Carter did. Here's the pitch, and a good stop by Tucker Hughes. That pitch was headed back to the backstop, and Hughes prevented that. One ball, the count to the Gillespie catcher, Trenton Segarra. Heinzman from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball to the second baseman. Slowly hit. He'll go to first base for the out. And Segarra's retired 4-3. And down to second base goes Hailstone. Two down in the inning, and the batter is Gavin Brown. Brown walked and scored back in the second inning. He bats with a runner at second and two down and a 2-2 ball game. Brown's a senior, a right-handed hitter. Facing his counterpart, Josh Heinzman, for the second time today. Here's the pitch, outside, ball one. One and oh, the count to Brown. Heinzman's next delivery. Here it comes. That one drove him off the plate. And it's 2-0 on Gavin Brown. I'm not sure we're going to know how to act if we have 80-degree temperatures, Carl.
I'll give it a try, though, Terry.
Yeah. That'll be early next week. Here's the 2-0 pitch, called strike. And it's 2-1.
One of our earlier broadcasts, it was warm.
Yeah.
It was incredibly windy.
I think we were at Hillsboro that day, weren't we?
We weren't in the 80s. We were in the 70s, though.
Yeah.
That was our last real warm day since. It's been a long time ago.
Swing and a fly ball out to short left field. Left fielder calling for it, makes the catch, and the inning is over. So Frazier making the catch to retire Brown in the inning. No runs, no hits, two walks, a base runner lost on the base paths, one left stranded. Miners have stranded five on the day. We played three innings here at Fight Field here at Gillespie. It is Carlinville 2, Gillespie 2. Back with more baseball in just a moment. After three innings, Gillespie 2, Carlinville 2. We go to the top of the fourth inning. And for Carlinville, it'll be Nick Cavlin, Josh Heinzman, and Aiden Noggle. Bottom three in the batting order. 2-2 ball game. It's Kevin Brown back to work. And the first pitch to Havlin is outside for ball one. Two strikeouts for Brown. Three walks. Hit a batter. Havlin walked his first time up. And the count is 2-0. Brown looks in and delivers. Swing and a long fly ball is going to be pulled foul down the third baseline. So just a long, loud strike. And it's 2-1 on Nick Havlin. Fourth inning? Yes. Two and one the count on Nick. Trenton Segura doing the catching today for Gillespie. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Havlin. Check swing, foul off to the right side. Cameron Hailstone's at third. Riley Bernott at short. Joey Carter at second. Bryce Higginbotham at first. Adam Beck in left. Frankie Barrett in center. And Lane Fritz in right field for Gillespie. 2-1 the count to Havlin. Here's a pitch from Brown. Called strike three on a breaking pitch.
Nice little curveball there.
Had a nice little bend to it. And Havlin is down on strikes for the first out of the inning. And here's Josh Heinzman. Heinzman walked and drove in a run with that walk. And he swings and pops up the first pitch. And it's going to come back and out of play for strike one. Gillespie and Carlinville doing battle today. As the skies are lightening up slowly but surely. And we expect a lot of sunshine tomorrow. Here's the next pitch. And it's 1-1. We'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And a podcast of this game will be up on the website tomorrow morning, WSMIRadio.com. Called strike, and it's 1-2 on Heinzman. Brown delivers, swinging a ground ball to the third baseman, Hailstone. Picks it up, throws to first base, safe. Infield single for Heinzman.
Hailstone did about everything he could there, Terry.
Yes, he did.
Came in quickly, made the throw, but just couldn't get the runner.
Ball was hit slowly enough, kind of had a little top spin on it. So an infield single, that's the fourth hit of the day for Carlinville, and Aiden Noggle is the batter. Noggle was hit by a pitch and drove in a run back in the second inning. He bats with one on, one out, and a 2-2 ball game here in the top of the fourth inning. The pitch fouled out of play for strike one. Aiden batting in the number nine spot. Tucker Hughes representing the top of the batting order, waiting on deck. Havlin struck out to start the inning. Heinzman with an infield single. and a throw to first base, and he's back safely. One strike to count on Aiden Nagel. Cardinals will wrap up their series with the Mets. Tomorrow it'll be a day game on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. Pitch is outside, 1-1 to Nagel. Aiden's ready. Brown is ready. The 1-1 pitch with the runner going is pulled foul down the third baseline.
Cavs have tried a couple of hit runs, but both times has been foul balls.
Count is 1-2 on Nagel. Put people in motion, make things happen.
And sometimes force that batter a swing away.
Especially when you get to the bottom part of the batting order. That's always a big help. Here's the 1-2 pitch, a swing and a miss. And down on strikes, Nagel. Two down in the inning, and here's Tucker Hughes. Hughes 0-for-2 on the day. He's popped out, flown out. Bats with two down, a runner at first base, a 2-2 ball game as we have the Cavaliers batting here in the top of the fourth inning. Hinesman has his lead at first, and the first pitch to Hughes is outside for 1-1. One and oh, the count on Hughes. The next pitch from Brown popped up. Should end the inning. Third baseman Hailstone makes the call, makes the catch, and the inning is over. In the inning, no runs, a hit, a base runner left stranded. Cavaliers have stranded a Nicholsworth on the day. We go to the home half of the fourth inning. It's Carlinville 2, Gillespie 2. More baseball coming up. Bottom of the fourth inning, a 2-2 ball game between Gillespie and Carlinville. Gillespie will have Higginbotham, Fritz, and then back to the top of the batting order for Frankie Barrett. As Josh Hinesman back to the hill for Carlinville. Higginbotham, a strikeout victim his first time up, a left-handed hitter. And he takes 1 outside.
Trill has been Josh's enemy. 6 walks in this ballgame, forcing him to throw a lot of pitches so far.
Here's the next pitch. This one's up high. And it's 2-0. Higginbotham's a sophomore. Here's the next delivery. This one's down low, and the count goes to 3-0. And the 3-0 pitch. Called strike. 3-1. Hinesman's next delivery on 3-1 is a called strike, and that makes it a full count. Three balls, 2 to the leadoff hitter, Bryce Higginbotham for Gillespie, and the pitch from Hinesman. Ground ball pulled foul down the third baseline. Fritz to follow, and then Barrett for Gillespie. This will be a regional tournament side for a 2A regional. That they'll announce the pairings a little bit later on. Here's a ground ball to the second baseman. Out to Nagel, and he throws on to first base. And Higginbotham retired 4-3 for the first out of the inning. And Blaine Fritz will step in. Blaine walked his first time up and was stranded back in the second inning. He bats with 1 down, nobody on, a 2-2 ball game. As Gillespie bats here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fritz is a right-handed hitter, a senior, and the pitch is a called strike. Next pitch up and in, 1-1 to Fritz. Lane's a right fielder today for Gillespie. Here's the next delivery from Hinesman. Misses up high, and it's 2-1. Lots of pitches thrown by Josh Hinesman today.
77 and counting. Second inning, 38 pitches. That's really the Achilles heels for both pitchers in this game. Second inning.
Called strike to Fritz, and it's 2-2. Yeah, both pitchers threw a lot of pitches in the second inning when both teams scored two runs. 2-2 count on Fritz. Hinesman's next delivery is a called strike three.
That's fifth strikeout of the ball game.
Two down in the inning, and Frankie Barrett bats with two down, nobody on, and a 2-2 ball game. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Barrett struck out in the first, singled home a run in the second. Left-handed hitter. He's a sophomore. Facing Hinesman for the third time today. Here's a pitch from Josh, and a fly ball into left field, out in the free direction of Joe Frazier, and Frazier makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So the Miners go in order in the bottom of the fourth. We head to the top of the fifth inning. It's Carlinville 2, Gillespie 2. More high school baseball coming your way on WSMI FM 106.1. Top of the fifth inning. Carlinville and Gillespie tied at 2. It'll be Joe Frazier, Kyle Dixon, Jake Ambule, the 2, 3, and 4 batters due up. Facing Gavin Brown. Brown has struck out 4, walked 3, hit a batter today. And we are in the top of the fifth inning. Usually that first inning and the fifth inning are kind of the two innings that will give you trouble in high school baseball. So we'll see what happens. Pitch to Frazier is way up high for ball one. Joe lined out to the right fielder back in the first and struck out in the second.
Both these pitchers have reversed a little, though, yeah. Terry. The first was good for both pitchers.
Yeah.
And the second was the bad inning.
Called strike, one ball, one strike the count on Frazier. Joe's a senior, right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch, foul back to the screen.
Gavin, really, he has the 3 walks hit batsman, but two of the walks and the hit batsman are all wearing in that second inning.
Yeah,
really,
right.
He's pitched pretty darn well besides that.
You take the second inning out for both pitchers.
Both pitchers have had good games.
They haven't had bad games. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a shot into right center. This is going to get down. Making the turn at first and holding on is Frazier with a single. That is the fifth hit of the day for the Cavaliers. And the batter will be Kyle Dixon. Dixon's grounded out and singled today. He's 1-for-2. Cavaliers and the Miners are tied at 2 as Carlinville bats here in the top of the fifth inning. Dixon, a junior, right-handed hitter. Brown to the stretch and the pitch, and there's a fastball right down the heart of the plate for strike one. Well, the guys that can do the damage are up for the Cavaliers here in this inning. Owen won the count to Dixon. Gavin Brown checks the runner and delivers, and the next pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. Jake Ambule waiting on deck for Carlinville. Here's a pitch instead of a step off and a throw to first base. The runner back safely. Carlinville's played a dozen games. Gillespie's played 14 games. A lot of times by this time of year, it's 20 games or so.
A few behind for sure.
Yeah.
And the ones they've gotten to play have not been as comfortable as normal.
No. Here's a high fly ball hit into center field to Frankie Barrett. Drifts a little bit to the right side and makes the catch. And Kyle Dixon is retired for the first out here in the top of the fifth inning. And Jake Ambule will be the batter. Jake doubled and scored in the second. Walked and was doubled up in that 6-4-3 twin killing back in the third. He bats with one on, one out, a 2-2 ball game. Gillespie and Carlinville doing battle. Cavaliers batting here in the top of the fifth inning. Swinging a base hit up the middle. And the Cavaliers have two on with one out. Sixth hit of the day for Carlinville. So that pushes Frazier over to second base. Ambule on at first. And the batter is Colton DeLong. DeLong singled and scored in the second. And then hit into that twin killing a couple innings ago. He digs in. The pitch from Brown. A swing and a miss. And a foul ball at the plate for strike one. Frazier's at second. Ambule at first. One out. We're in the top of the fifth inning. One strike to count to the sophomore Colton DeLong. The pitch. This one is a foul ball at the plate, and it's quickly 0-2.
Puts Gavin Brown at 80 pitches. Mm-hmm. Seems to be a tired zone for most high school pitchers.
Garrett Campbell, the DH, waiting on deck for Carlinville. DeLong has to protect the plate with two strikes. Here's the pitch, and he puts it into play. Hits it to the second baseman, throw to the shortstop out on the first base. Double play. That's the second double play today. The Miners have turned, and they are out of the inning. The play goes 4-6-3 on the twin killing. So in the inning, no runs, a couple of hits, a base runner left stranded. Cavaliers have stranded six on the day. We played 4.5 here at Fight Field at Gillespie. It's Carlinville 2, Gillespie 2. Back with more in a moment. We head to the bottom of the fifth inning, a 2-2 ball game with Gillespie and Carlinville. And the Miners of Gillespie will have Riley Burnock, Adam Beck, and Joey Carter, 2, 3, and 4 batters due up. Josh Heinzman back to the hill for Carlinville. He has struck out 5, walked 6 on the day. And we are ready to get Riley Burnock to the plate here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2 runs, 2 hits, no errors for Gillespie. They've stranded 5. 2 runs, 6 hits, no errors for Carlinville. They've stranded 6 on the day.
And hit into 2 double plays.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping us a tie ball game.
So here's Burnock, who has singled and walked today. Leading it off here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Heinzman's pitch is down low for ball 1. Burnock, Beck, and Carter due up for Gillespie. Here's the next delivery from Heinzman. This one's outside, and it's 2-0. Tomorrow will be at Nokomis. Nokomis hosts Hillsboro High School Baseball. Broadcast time 7:30 tomorrow night right here on WSMI FM 106 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Next pitch, a hard hit ball to the left side that is knocked down by the shortstop at a base hit. Burnout with his second hit of the day. Third hit of the day for Gillespie. Shortstop went over and Andrew Deneve tried to backhand the ball. Knocked it down, but he really wouldn't have had a play. So Beck is the batter. He's 0-2 on the day. Miners have a runner at first, nobody out. 2-2 ball game, bottom of the fifth, a pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 the count on Beck, the junior left fielder for the Gillespie Miners.
Well, we've already seen the arm of Tucker Hughes. Will the Miners take a chance and run in this spot?
Swing and a fly ball is going to drift off to the right side and out of play. And it's 0-2. I don't know.
No stolen bases. Either team this ball game. Not really a norm that on a typical high school game.
Yeah. Joey Carter waiting on deck. 0-2 the count to Beck. Runner has his lead, not going. The pitch, swing and a ground ball, could be 2. Shortstop to second base, out, on to first base. Double play.
Another DP, this time by the Cavalier defense.
Yes, a 6-4-3 twin killing. And two down in the inning. And Carter will be the batter now with the bases empty. It's nice to see good defense, isn't it?
It is. Carter. Cavalier's side, you had a couple of good plays to throw out and then a good play by the second baseman going out. And now that DP.
And the first pitch is popped up for the third baseman, Colton DeLong, in foul territory. And Colton makes the catch and ends up being a 1-2-3 inning for Gillespie here in the bottom of the fifth inning. After five, Gillespie 2, Carlinville 2. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Terry Tote, Carl DeBar back at Fight Field in Gillespie. We head to the top of the sixth inning, a 2-2 ball game between the Miners and the Cavaliers. And Garrett Campbell will lead things off for Carlinville. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Burnott stayed with it. The ball stayed down on him. One pitch, one out, 6-3, as the DH Campbell is retired. And Nick Havlin is the batter. Nick has walked and struck out today. He bats with one down, nobody on, a 2-2 game, top of the sixth inning. How will this game be decided? We've had some good defensive plays. We've seen three double plays turn between these two teams. Havlin pops this one up. Shortstop says, I've got it, and Riley Burnott does.
And how many pitches is this inning going to take?
I don't know.
That'd be two so far.
What do you want to bet? Heinsman's not going to swing on the first pitch. Heinsman has walked and singled, driven in a run today. Bats with two down, nobody on.
I tell you, Terry, both these pitchers have really rallied.
They have.
You figured they were hurting units after the second inning, where they both gave up two runs, both threw over 20-plus pitches. In fact, 38 for Josh Heinsman and 27 for Gavin Brown. So you're thinking, they're not going to make this game. But they're both looking sharper now than before.
Yes, they have. They've actually improved as the game has gone along. Here's the pitch from Brown, and Heinsman takes ball one down low. Josh is a senior, right-handed pitcher, right-handed hitter, batting with two down, nobody on. Here's the next pitch from Gavin Brown. There's a called strike, and it's one ball, one strike. And the next pitch. On the way, there's a called strike, and it's one ball, two strikes. And Gavin Brown's trying to make a quick inning of this, top of the sixth. The 1-2 pitch to Heinsman. A little looper off to the right side, picked up by the second baseman, and no play.
Ball was hit with so much English, I believe, he just couldn't field it.
That's a base hit. Seventh hit of the day for the Cavaliers. That ball had, as Carl mentioned, a lot of spin on it. And it just died when it hit in the dirt. And Carter was left trying to grab it. And the batter will be Aiden Noggle. Noggle has struck out, been hit by a pitch.
Have time a quick call. Powwow.
Yeah, we're going to have a little confab here. A runner at first, two down, 2-2 ball game. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Carlinville batting. And Jeremy Smith, the coach of the Miners, is going to come out, talk things over. At this point, probably checking on the fatigue of his pitcher. And I think the Miners might be making a pitching change. That is the case. As the right fielder comes in, Brown goes out, and let's see.
32 is coming in.
Ryan Griffith. Ryan Griffith comes in to take some warm-up tosses, and while he does that, we'll take a break. We are in the top of the sixth inning. Two outs, a runner at first base for Carlinville. The Miners are making a pitching change. We'll come back with more in just a moment. Well, the junior right-hander, Ryan Griffith, taking over in relief of Gavin Brown here in the sixth inning. Heinzman's on at first base with two down for Carlinville. Aiden Noggle is the batter. A 2-2 ball game. So Griffith from the stretch, working to Aiden Noggle. Here's the pitch. Down low for ball one. Ryan's a junior. Right-handed pitcher. 1-0 the count to Noggle for Carlinville. Quick glance at the runner at first. Pretty good lead over there. Here's the pitch. And there's a called strike, a throw to first base, and the runner back safely. 1-1 the count. On Noggle, Tucker Hughes, the top of the batting order, waiting on deck. So this is a big batter right here in this game. 1-1 count. Pitch to Noggle. Down and in. He's got the runner caught off at first, but he gets back in safely as the ball got away from the catcher for just a sec. So 2-1 the count on Noggle. Well, here's a big pitch. Noggle digs in. Griffith delivers, and that one's back to the screen. And down to second base goes Heinzman. And the count goes to 3-1. That was a breaking pitch that just he lost control of completely. Ball actually sailed behind the hitter. So now Carlinville with a runner in scoring position. A 3-1 count on Aiden Noggle. Griffith to the stretch, checks the runner at second, and the 3-1 pitch is ball four. And that puts runners at first and second for the Cavaliers. And here's Tucker Hughes. Tucker 0-for-3 on the day. He represents the top of the batting order. So the Cavaliers trying to make some two-out noise here in the top of the sixth inning. Now Jeremy Smith is going to come back out, and I think the Miners are going to make another pitching change. As Jeremy rubs up the baseball, and that's going to be the case. So Griffith faced one batter and lost him to a walk. Miners are going to make another pitching change. We'll come back with more from Fight Field at Gillespie right after these messages. All right, pitching change is made. Higginbotham is in now for Gillespie. He will face Tucker Hughes, the top of the lineup. It's lefty versus lefty, and the first pitch is fouled off the bat handle. Four strike one on Tucker Hughes. So Bryce Higginbotham moving from first base to the pitcher's mound. He's a lefty. Joey Carter goes to first, and Ryan Griffith moves to second base defensively for Gillespie. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a ground ball into the dugout for Carlinville, and the count is 0-2. So Higginbotham trying to come in and pitch the Miners out of some trouble here as Carlinville has runners at first and second and two down in a 2-2 ball game here in the top of the sixth. And the 0-2 pitch to Hughes, here it comes. Swing and pull foul down the first baseline. Tell you what, Higginbotham likes to work quick, Carl.
He does indeed.
Give me the ball and let me pitch. 0-2 the count to Hughes. Higginbotham delivers. Swing and a miss on a pitch into the dirt. Throw down to first base in time, so the play goes K2-3. And the relief effort works by Higginbotham in the inning. No runs, a hit, two left stranded. The Miners, or the Cavaliers, have stranded eight on the day. We go to the home half of the sixth inning here at Fight Field at Gillespie. It is Carlinville 2, Gillespie 2. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Don't forget, we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. We'll also have the podcast of this game up on the website, WSMIRadio.com. You can listen to it at your leisure, or you can download a copy for free. So I like to say it's a tin roof, it's on the house. Doesn't cost you anything.
But and you're going to have more scores than you used the last 2 days.
Yeah. We're going to have more scores tomorrow morning, that's for sure. And then tomorrow night, we've got Hillsboro and Nokomis baseball, 7:30 on WSMI FM 106. Home half of the sixth inning we go. Gillespie will have Hailstone, Segura, and Brown due up. The 5, 6, and 7 batters, a 2-2 ball game. And Josh Heinsman back to the hill for Carlinville. Hailstone walked and scored. Actually, he's walked twice today. Here's the pitch, and he fouls this one off to the right side, and it is going to drift out of play. Strike one. The freshman, Cameron Hailstone. He is the third baseman today for the minors.
Well, who'd have knew? Back in the second inning, 2-2. I thought we was going to end for a lot of runs, Terry.
Lots of crooked numbers.
Or at least a few more.
Yeah. Breaking pitch. This one is pulled way foul down the third baseline and out of play. As a hanging breaking pitch was on the inside part of the plate or just off the plate. And Hailstone got around on it early. 0-2 the count on Cameron. Heinsman's got him set up for the strikeout. Here's the 0-2 pitch. And that one's into the dirt. Back to the fence. One ball, two strikes. So Segura to follow, and then Gavin Brown for Gillespie. I want to thank our friends at Gillespie High School. Always a pleasure to come and do baseball at Fight Field here at Gillespie. 1-2 the count on Hailstone, and here's the pitch from Heinsman on the way. Outside. And the count is 2-2. Here's the next delivery from Heinsman. Swing and a ground ball fair on the chalk line. Fielded by the third baseman, a low throw, and a great scoop by Havlin at first base. Wow! Colton DeLong picked the ball at third, threw across the diamond, a low throw, Havlin dug it out. Play goes 5-3, and Hailstone is retired. What a play that was.
A lot of plays we have seen by yes. both sides in this ballgame. In fact, I don't think we have the old big E on anybody, do
we? No, we are errorless at this point. So here's Segura now, batting with one down and nobody on. He's 0-2 on the day for Gillespie. A senior catcher, right-handed hitter. Heinsman's pitch, a swing and a miss at a curveball. Strike one. Well, Carlinville-Gillespie, great rivalry. Hillsboro-Nokomis, a great rivalry. We'll have them tomorrow night on the radio in high school baseball action. Next pitch is outside. One ball, one strike. And then Staunton at Litchfield on Friday. And then Staunton at Hillsboro on Monday. All right here on FM 106.1. Your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois as this ball is hit foul down the right side. One ball, two strikes. And coming up next week will be the regional seating meetings. So in less than 2 weeks, we'll have regional pairings for you.
So hopefully every team gets 3, 4, 5 more games in before that.
Yeah. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Down on strikes goes Segura. He's 0-3 on the day. Two down in the inning, and Gavin Brown will be the batter.
Sixth strikeout for Josh.
Gavin on the day has walked and scored and flown out. He bats with two down and nobody on. A 2-2 ball game as we are playing in the bottom of the sixth inning. The pitch from Heinsman is fouled back and out of play for strike one.
He almost seems like a different pitcher. He's got the 6 strikeouts, but he's got 6 walks. Well, control has not been too much of a problem the last 3 innings for him.
No, it hasn't. The walks were early in the game. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swing and a ground ball to third. DeLong with it. Throws to first base, and it's a 1-2-3 inning. The miners go in order in the bottom of the sixth. So, boys and girls, we're going to the top of the seventh inning. It is Carlinville 2, Gillespie 2. Back with more baseball in just a moment. A 2-2 ball game. Gillespie and Carlinville all tied up as we go to the top of the seventh inning. Joe Frazier, Kyle Dixon, Jake Ambule, the 2, 3, and 4 batters due up against Bryce Higginbotham, the third Gillespie pitcher of the day. Frazier on the day has lined out, struck out, and singled. one for three as he will lead it off here in the top of the seventh inning for the Cavaliers. Higginbotham, the lefty, delivers, swing and a shot into center field. That one's down for a base knock. So that is the eighth hit of the day for the Cavaliers. Second hit of the day for Frazier. And that brings Kyle Dixon to the plate. Kyle has grounded out, singled, and flown out today. And this gives the Cavaliers some options here. Frazier is aboard at first. The lefty Higginbotham gets a good look at him, and the pitch to Dixon is fouled out of play for strike one. We will have our Diamonds and Dogs play the ball game coming up at the conclusion of the broadcast, brought to you by Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro, the best double play combination in town. One strike the count to Dixon. Higginbotham looking in for the sign. Here's the pitch. Check swing and a strike. And it's 0-2.
Speaking of double plays, Miners pulled off two so far in this game.
Yes.
Along with the Cavaliers, one.
Jake Ambuhl waiting on deck for Carlinville. 0-2 the count to Dixon. Higginbotham's 0-2 pitch, up high. And it's a ball and two strikes. Kyle Dixon, right fielder today for the Cavaliers. Awaits the 1-2 pitch, swings and hits it foul off to the right side. Count remains 1-2. So the Cavaliers in this 2-2 ball game are trying to make some noise here in the top half of the seventh inning. Both teams scored two runs in the second inning. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. A curveball dropped in and caught Dixon looking. That's the first out of the inning for Carlinville. And Jake Ambuhl will be the batter. Second strike out of the day for Higginbotham as he came in and got Hughes to end the last inning. So one on, one out for Carlinville, and Ambuhl is the batter. Right-handed hitter versus the lefty. Ambuhl, a couple of hits on the day, and a walk. And he hits a line drive to the third baseman to throw back to first is not in time.
Hailstone.
Yep.
The ball caught him, or he caught the ball, but he made a great play and almost got a double play out of it.
Yes, they did. Looky there what I got.
Yeah. He did not have much time to make that play. That was scorched.
They talk about it being a reactionary position. That's exactly why, right there. And Colton DeLong is the batter.
Let me talk about the aluminum bats and how it can jump off.
That was
one of the examples.
Here's a pitch to DeLong. A curveball misses up high for ball one. DeLong singled and scored in the second and then hit into two double plays today.
Ooh, that's a tough day. Score for you.
Yeah.
Two double plays.
Here's the 1-0 pitch. Here's a called strike, and it's 1-1. Who will the Miners have up in the bottom of the seventh inning? 8, 9, and 1 batters.
The rally starters.
Yep. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Higginbotham. The runner was off and then stopped, and now a foul ball and foul back behind the fence and caught by the catcher, Trenton Segura, to end the inning. In the inning, no runs, a hit, a base runner left stranded. The Cavaliers have stranded 9 on the day. We go to the home half of the seventh inning. It's Carlinville 2, Gillespie 2. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Bottom of the seventh inning we go in a 2-2 ball game. Gillespie will have Higginbotham. And a pinch hitter actually right now coming up for Gillespie, which will be Blaine Lancaster. So Lancaster batting to lead things off. Blaine is a sophomore, right-handed hitter. He was a courtesy runner earlier in the game. He's now in as a batter to lead it off here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So Lancaster due up. He'll be followed by Griffin and then back to the top of the batting order for Barrett. Heinzman back to the hill for Carlinville. The pitch to Lancaster's a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Josh has just improved with age of this ballgame. He's been very sharp last three-plus innings.
0-1 the count to Lancaster. Here's the next pitch. Curveball misses up high, and it's 1-1. He's only given Gillespie 3 hits today. The walks is what hurt him early on. Griffith to follow. For Gillespie, swinging a fly ball into right field. That is caught by Kyle Dixon. So Lancaster is retired for the first out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. And Ryan Griffith will be the batter. Ryan steps in from the right side. One down, nobody on. A 2-2 ball game. Bottom of the seventh inning. Hitting in the number 9 spot. Heinzman gets the sign and delivers. And that one hitting.
Well, that's a tough way to do it, but he's that potential winning run.
Yep.
The hit batsman.
And now you go back to the top of the batting order with Frankie Barrett for Gillespie. Barrett has struck out, singled and scored today, or singled and driven in a run today, and has flown out. And Coach Borgini is going to come out of the Carlinville dugout. We may have seen Josh Heinzman's final pitch of the day, and I believe that is the case. So the Cavaliers are going to make a pitching change. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Gillespie has a runner at first and one down and a 2-2 ball game. And we'll come back with more in just a moment. Kyle Dixon in relief for Carlinville here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Gillespie has Griffith on at first base with one out. Dixon takes over for Josh Heinzman. Heinzman moves to the outfield. So I think Dixon and Heinzman just switch places. And Frankie Barrett will be the batter. Frankie steps in from the left side. He represents the top of the batting order for Gillespie. It's a 2-2 ball game. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Here's a pitch from Dixon. The bunt attempt is missed for a strike. Throw down to first base. The runner back safely. So the Miners were trying to play small ball and get the runner in scoring position. At least on the first pitch to Frankie Barrett. 0-1 the count to Frankie. Riley Burnott waiting on deck. Third baseman DeLong is in on the grass for Carlinville. Here's the next pitch up high. And the count is 1-1. So our pressure situation here for Kyle Dixon, who comes in relief here in the bottom of the seventh inning for the Cavaliers. Check on the runner, the 1-1 pitch. Squares to bunt, pulls back, takes ball 2-2-1. Barrett's job is to get that runner to second base, no matter how you do it. Here's the 2-1 pitch, and it's fouled off, and it's 2-2. And of course, Kyle Dixon wants to put Barrett back on the bench.
With probably, preferably, the strikeout.
Yeah. Burnott waiting on deck. He's had a couple of hits today and a walk for the Miners. Griffith leads away. Here's the pitch. Misses outside. And the count is full. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at first. 1 out. A 2-2 ball game here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Gillespie batting. And the pitch from Dixon. To Barrett is a swing and a miss. The runner goes to throw to second base, and he is out! And another double play turn today. How about that? And that ends the inning. So a fourth double play turned. Each team has turned 2 DPs today. And that ends the bottom of the seventh inning. So in the inning, no runs, no hits. Nobody left stranded. We go to overtime. We go to the top of the eighth inning. It's Carlinville 2, Gillespie 2. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Well, we go to the top of the eighth inning. Higginbotham's first pitch to the Cavaliers. Garrett Campbell is fouled out of play for ball or for strike one. We are into extra innings, a 2-2 ball game. We're in the top of the eighth inning. Glad to have you along here on FM 106. Next pitch to Campbell misses away, and it's 1-1. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for Carlinville. They've stranded nine. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Gillespie. They've stranded five on the day. The 1-1 pitch from Higginbotham is down and in for ball two, 2-1 to Garrett Campbell, the Carlinville DH, leading off here in the top of the eighth inning. Garrett's batting in the number six spot for the Cavies. Here's the next pitch, and there's a called strike. And it's two balls and two strikes. So we get some extra baseball today. Higginbotham delivers, and a breaking pitch just misses, and the count is full. Haviland to follow, and then Heinsman for the Cavaliers here on the top of the eighth inning. Higginbotham gets the sign, and the 3-2 pitch, ball four. And the Cavaliers have their leadoff man aboard here in the top of the eighth inning. And that brings up Nick Haviland. Haviland is walked, struck out, popped out. Right-handed hitter. That gives the Cavaliers some options now with a runner at first and nobody out. Let's see if Haviland's going to be bunting. Third baseman Hailstone is in on the grass. Higginbotham delivers the bunt right back to the pitcher. Returns, throws to first base. Low, but out. And the sacrifice works perfectly. Play goes 1-3 on the sacrifice. And down to second base goes Campbell for Carlinville. And here's Josh Heinsman. Heinsman has walked and singled twice today. He's driven in a run with a bases loaded walk. And he has an opportunity to put the Cavies on top here in the eighth inning. The pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one.
It's been a while since we had a runner in scoring position.
Yeah.
That's a potential game winner for the Cavaliers right there. Still had to hold the Miners off in the bottom of the inning.
Next pitch to Heinsman, a swing and a miss from the lefty Higginbotham, and it's 0-2.
Nice thing about Higginbotham, he brings it. Doesn't mess around, pitch to pitch.
And the next delivery is up high. One ball, two strikes. Aiden Noggle waiting on deck for Carlinville. We're in the top of the eighth inning, a 2-2 ball game. Carlinville with a runner at second, one out. 1-2 the count on Heinsman. Here's the pitch from Higginbotham, and it's up high. And that makes the count two balls and two strikes. Pretty good lead down there at second base by Campbell. Higginbotham checks him. And the 2-2 pitch fouled at the plate. Sophomore Aiden Noggle waiting on deck for the Cavaliers. Cavaliers won the first meeting of the year, which was the conference game. I believe it was 2-1 was the final there. They're doing battle here tonight at Gillespie. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Higginbotham with the runner going. Swing and a base hit into left field. That's down for a base knock, and that will bring home the run. And the Cavaliers have taken a 3-2 lead. Heinsman drives in his second run of the day. And Carlinville leads 3-2.
And without the runner going, Terry, that runner would not have scored on that hit.
That's true.
Give the coach some preps. He's tried two hit and runs. They kept fouling them off. This time they come through big.
So the Cavaliers have a 3-2 lead here in the top of the eighth inning. And Noggle steps in from the right side. Now he steps out, looks for some signs, and he gets back in. Runner at first is Heinsman. He has his lead. Pitch to Noggle. He bunts. Back to the pitcher. Second baseman covers. The throw to first base out. And another sacrifice. And down to second base goes Heinsman. So a run home. Carlinville leading 3-2 here in the top of the eighth. Two outs. A runner at second base. And back to the top of the batting order with Tucker Hughes. Here's the pitch to Tucker. Swing and he fouls this one off to the left side for strike one. We got a pretty good idea what the Diamonds and Dogs play of the game could be if the score stays 3-2. And we'll do that at the conclusion of our broadcast today. Here's the next pitch from Higginbotham. That is into the dirt. The runner going to third base. The throw to the outside part of the bag. And safe is Josh Heinzman. So the count is one ball, one strike. On Tucker Hughes. And a runner at third base. With two down for the Cavaliers, who have regained the lead here, 3-2. Next pitch, Hughes backs away. And it's two balls and a strike. Cavaliers have plated a run here in the eighth inning. Next delivery. Swing and a shot into right center. This is down for an extra base hit. A run scores. That makes it 4-2, where they're going to stop Tucker Hughes at first. Hughes with an RBI single as Heinzman crosses the plate to score. And that makes it a 4-2 lead for Carlinville.
Well, Hughes comes up with that big insurance hit for the Cavaliers here, Terry, giving them the two-run cushion with Dixon probably coming out to try and close the game out on the minors.
Yep. And the batter will be Joe Frazier. Frazier's had a couple of hits today. He squares to bunt, takes a called strike. The runner goes to throw to second base, and he is out.
Ooh, good throw again. Great defense today.
Yep. Caught stealing. Hughes is thrown out. But in the inning, the Cavaliers come up with a pair of runs here in the top of the eighth. So they've scored four runs on 10 hits. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Carlinville 4, Gillespie 2. Back with more baseball in just a moment. Terry Toad, Carl DeBar back at Fight Field at Gillespie. Carlinville 4, Gillespie 2. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Miners will have Riley Bernott, Adam Beck, and Joey Carter due up, the 2, 3, and 4 batters, to face Kyle Dixon. So it's the part of the batting order that Dixon doesn't want to deal with, he will have to deal with.
Adner did it in extra innings only.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is that type of game. Both teams played a fantastic ball game defensively. It's been a pleasure to watch this game. We've had a lot of the 10-run rule games, and this isn't one of them.
No.
It's a very good baseball game.
So Riley Bernott will lead things off. Riley on the day has singled a couple of times and drew on a walk. And he will face, well, it's not going to be Bernott. It's going to be Nick Spencer. So Nick Spencer doing the batting now.
Say one thing, Kyle Dixon probably throws the hardest that we've seen so far.
Yep. And the first pitch to Dixon is ball down low for ball one. So Nick Spencer leading it off here for Gillespie. Pinch hitting for Bernott in the bottom of the eighth inning. Swinging a ground ball right back to the pitcher. Dixon grabs it with the glove, throws it to first base. One down. Quite an athletic move that time by Kyle Dixon.
Yeah, just running across the middle to catch a pass, I think.
Pretty much what he did.
You got to be brave. Pitching, you got to be brave when that ball's hit back at you.
And the batter is Adam Beck. Adam is grounded out, popped out, hit into a double play. Takes a called strike one as Dixon comes home with a fastball. You can hear the
pop.
Catcher's mitt popping on that one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one almost hitting. And it's one ball, one strike on Adam Beck.
That time he gives him the old curveball.
Dixon in relief for the Cavaliers. Here's a swing and a miss. And it's one ball, two strikes. Heinzman pitched through six plus innings. One ball, two strikes on Beck. Here's the next pitch, and a call strike three. And
change
the
up.
Cavaliers are one out away from the win.
Change up, I believe, or
yep.
Curveball, one of the two, is
yeah.
Definitely the slow variety pitch.
And we have another pinch hitter, number 19 there, Carl. Let's see here. How about Ryan Reed? Is that Ryan Reed?
Junior.
He's a junior, right-handed hitter. So the Miners are down to their final out. They trail 4-2, batting here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Pitch from Dixon is outside for ball one. Want to know the count to Reed. Next delivery, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30, Spotlight on Sports. And the next delivery, swing and a miss. And now the Cavvies are one strike away from the win this afternoon. As Reed is in the hole, one ball, two strikes. Dixon gets the sign. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Down low, and it's two balls and two strikes. Hailstone spot waiting on deck. Don't know if it's Cameron out there or not, but his spot would come up. The 2-2 pitch just misses low, and it's a full count. Carlinville leading 4-2. Gillespie batting bottom of the eighth. Two outs, nobody on. The 3-2 pitch to Ryan Reed on the way. Foul, not a play off to the right side. Miners got to have a base runner to have a chance. Hailstone is indeed on deck if Reed can keep the inning alive. Here comes the 3-2 payoff pitch. Fouled off to the right side again. Like a good suspense movie going on here.
And that could have been a ball. Yeah. Could have been a strike. Batter's got to protect the plate.
The 3-2 pitch from Dixon on the way. Fouled at the plate.
It's a battle.
Yep. Three balls, two strikes to the pinch hitter, Ryan Reed. Two outs and nobody on. Carlinville leading 4-2. Here's Kyle Dixon's pitch on 3-2. Game over. Called strike three, and the Cavaliers win this one by the final of 4-2.